Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. Last week we talked about why it can feel hard to focus on weight loss during special occasions or traditions. I shared several reasons the brain associates food with emotions. Today, I'm sharing 5 ways to enjoy celebrations and traditions while still staying in control of your eating and your health. All right, y'all, I'm just going to dive on into it. Okay, so we've got 5 ways to still enjoy those celebrations while focusing on that weight loss, okay? And so if you did not listen to last week's episode, I definitely recommend going back and listening to that first because I laid out a really good foundation on just why sometimes it can feel impossible to eat the way you planned to eat at a specific occasion or a specific celebration, or why it can feel impossible to avoid specific food items because of our brain, because of our emotions, because of our memories. Okay. And so definitely go back and listen to that because, as I explained on that episode, it just provides a really good foundation for understanding why we do the things we do, why we can't resist the things we can't resist, okay? And it's such a chain breaker for so many of our ladies. Also, it's something I'm just really passionate about, okay? So, but I do know that, like, we want to be able to approach, you know, a girl's night out or, you know, a family dinner or something and still maintain some sort of control, okay? Because, yes, I laid out on this last episode why sometimes our emotions can get the best of us when it comes to food, but we also want to make sure that we are not allowing our emotions to completely rule over us, okay? Because that can put us in a whole different brain space. It can, you know, That's where a lot of binge eating can come. And so we want to just make sure that we feel some sort of control around our food while also making space for being able to enjoy the things that we want to enjoy, right? So the first way that I think, you know, enjoying a celebration, enjoying a special day, enjoying a tradition can be faced is setting a new mindset around that day. Okay, so let me tell you what I mean. So most of our ladies are stuck in a weight loss mindset most of the time, okay, which is how they're seeing success. You know, they're like, okay, I know that I want to have a cookie later today, so I need to kind of tighten up on my snack this morning to make sure I have enough room for that, XYZ. Okay, and so that's kind of our weight loss mindset, which is teaching, you know, portion control. It's teaching, you know, only eating when you're hungry. It's teaching a lot of foundations that you need to A, lose weight, and B, keep it off, right? But sometimes when we have special days, special trips, special, you know, experiences, whatever, I believe that it is okay to set your mindset to a maintenance mindset. Okay. So removing the weight loss mindset and replacing it with the maintenance mindset for a day, for a week, for, you know, whatever it is. Okay. For a vacation. Instead of saying, I'm trying to lose weight today, I'm trying to lose weight this week, it is perfectly fine to say, I'm going to maintain today. I'm going to maintain this week. Because what that does is it frees up your mental space, okay? Because it is nearly impossible to lose weight on a beach vacation when you're enjoying, you know, the frozen beverages, you're going out for the good, you know, fried seafood and whatnot. You know, you're eating cold, yummy mayonnaise-based dips up in the condo. Like, that's really hard. It's really hard. I mean, you can do it, but it's just very, it can feel very overwhelming, and it can kind of suck the joy, you know, of that time. And so, but by just saying, no, I'm not going to say, screw it, I'm going to splurge and regain all this weight I've lost on this trip, but just saying, I'm going to maintain. Okay, and so our ladies in our program, they have weight loss numbers, so they know how many calories they should be shooting for to lose a certain amount of weight each week, but they also have weight maintenance numbers, which is a larger amount of calories per day, per week, to maintain their current weight. Okay, and so this allows for a little wiggle room. It allows you to say, like, and even if you don't track it, you just kind of have this mindset of saying, I'm going to shoot to just maintain today instead of lose. And that frees up that mental space almost immediately to say, okay, it is okay if I enjoy, you know, the fried chicken at my grandmother's house today, because I have said I'm going to maintain. It takes that weight off of your shoulders when you're really wanting to enjoy the celebration, right? Or you're really wanting to enjoy the tradition, but you know that that's going to like mess with your weight loss. So by just stepping into the weight maintenance, that kind of frees you up. And so this is what I did. I talked about on the last episode. When we had our days of, you know, we went to New Orleans for a few days, and then we went to Ocean Springs for a few days, and it was just like several days of food and drink. I mean, that's all it was, you know what I mean? And so I was shooting for maintenance every single day. You know, there was no way I was going to lose weight on that trip. Okay. And so I just had a maintenance mindset. Did I track it? No way. Did I probably eat a little bit over maintenance? Yep, probably. Okay. But either way, it just freed up my mind to say, okay, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm still going to be mindful, but I'm going to enjoy this, and I'm going to maintain this day, this week, whatever it may be. So just setting that new mindset as you head into the girls' night, or, you know, the family vacation, or, you know, the holiday, okay, I'm going to shoot to maintain instead of striving so hard to lose today. Because what happens? Well, you maintain for the day or the week, and then you get back to your normal life, your normal day-to-day, and then you get to go back to that weight loss focus. And it's a lot easier to lose weight when you're, you know, going to work every day, you know, doing the mundane day to day, than it is when you're living your best life on the beach, or, you know, celebrating with family, eating foods that you don't usually eat, that kind of thing. It's way easier. So you just go back to your weight loss whenever your life allows for that, right? Okay. So my second tip for enjoying celebrations is to move your body. It's no. Do you have to get up and, you know, run 3 miles or go to the gym or, you know, do a hardcore workout? Absolutely not. No. But just like taking a quick walk, or, you know, just trying to move a little bit more that day. It may still not offset, you know, what all you ate, right? But it will make you feel better, okay? It will help you get out of a funky headspace where that you might be trying to creep into, you know, that's like that shameful headspace, that you know, negative thinking headspace. It will help you to just feel better. It releases those endorphins, and you just feel better because you moved your body regardless of how you ate today. You know, when Jess and I were in New Orleans, we walked to and from the restaurants because it just made me feel better. You know, I was able to kind of walk off some of that food, like physically. I didn't feel as heavy because we were moving our bodies after, but mentally it just made me feel better to move instead of going straight home and laying down. You know what I mean? And so just shoot to move your body a little bit more somehow, some way. If it is, you know, in the kitchen while you're cooking things for whatever holiday it might be, fine. Make some laps around your island. Do a few squats. Call it a win. You know, you moved a little extra today than you would have otherwise, right? Okay, so my third tip is, this is one of my favorite tips of all time. It is, I just think it's so powerful. I call it make a lap or assessing. Okay, so like, think about if you're at a potluck. Think about if you're at, you know, a buffet or something like that, okay? When you get to the front of the line, you get your plate in your hand, right? And you're getting ready to go down the line and fill your plate. The first things you see, you almost feel like a knee-jerk reaction to put on your plate, right? You're like, oh, there's some green beans. Oh, there's the salad. Oh, there's, you know, you all almost feel just, I'm going to put this on my plate. And then what can happen is you get closer to the end of the line and you're like, oh, wait, there's the green beans that with the bacon in it. You know, there's the salad with the good dressing on it or whatever it may be, depending on where you are, right? You get closer to the end of the line and you see other things that you would rather have more. Okay. And then what has happened? You've already put these other things on your plate. So one of two things happens. Either you miss out on the things you really wanted to have, or you stuff your plate full and then go back to that clean your plate mentality and try to eat it all, right? And so in my program, we talk about this a lot. In my life, this is what I do. I make a lap. If there's a table to make a lap around, I physically make a lap and I look at everything that is being offered, okay, before I start with my plate and going down the buffet line. But if that is not the case, I assess, meaning I look at the menu, okay? I discuss with a friend, like, hey, do you want to split this and get that? Or I look at the menu and I say, okay, I really want this appetizer, but I honestly could care less about any of these entrees. So maybe I'll get this higher fat appetizer and then get like a side salad for myself. Or maybe I'll get, you know, an appetizer and a dessert instead of a main meal. Like whatever it is, I take the time to think all the way through the meal from the beginning to the end. I've shared this before, but when Jess and I go out on like a nice steak night, a nice date night, we usually go to a steak house. And for me, the experience is just as important as the food, right? And part of my experience at a nice steakhouse is a good glass of red wine. And so what typically happens for me is I have this glass of red wine and it kind of fills me up a little bit. And of course, there's always like bread on the table. And so Jess and I almost always split a steak and I get, you know, the smaller portion of it because I know that I do not want my own whole steak. I have learned from experience that it will go to waste or we'll have to bring it home for leftovers or whatever because the wine and the starters fill me up. Okay, and so it's just about taking that time to assess on the front end. Don't just knee-jerk order. Don't just knee-jerk put it on your plate. Okay, kind of think through. Now, this is what I really came for, you know. And then so what can I do as a side or as an accompaniment or whatever that will, you know, really allow me to enjoy the item that I came for, okay? And so just make a lap, make an assessment, you know, decide what is most important and then kind of build out from there, you know? All right, my fourth tip is eating slowly. And I say this, y'all, and it is like the pot calling the kettle black, okay? Because I eat so fast. I lean over my plate and it's like I just shovel it in. It is truly probably one of my biggest struggles, you know, with food to this point, you know, is eat because I feel like I'm always racing the clock. And it's something I'm really working on because it also causes me to like miss things. I miss, you know, experiences because I'm rushing to get to the next thing, right? And so this is do as I say, not as I do, right? But eat slowly, okay? Take a bite, put your fork down, lean back, completely chew it up before you pick up the fork and take another bite, or take a sip of water, sit there for a minute, engage in conversation with your fork down. You know, eating slowly allows the food to digest, and it allows your body to trigger to your brain, hey, I'm full. Okay, it takes a while for that to happen. And so if we're hunched over our plate, shoveling it in, we are super full before we even realize it. Whereas if we had just slowed down, slowed our bites down, taken our time, we would have realized it sooner with less consumption, right? And so again, this is so hard for me. And so what I typically do as kind of a workaround, because I try so hard, but what I typically do as a workaround is I make a plate with really small portions at first. And because I know I'm going to probably eat that really fast. And then when I see that empty plate, I sit for a minute. Because then I'm like, oh, wait, you've done it again, Constance. You've sucked it all down, you know? And so then I'm like, okay, here's my reality check. Let me sit here for a minute. Let me see if I'm really hungry still. And then I'll get up and go get seconds. Okay, so that's my workaround for it. But Jess and all my kids, y'all, they eat so slow. They are professionals at slow eating. And I'm just like scarfing it down and like, y'all hurry up. Let's go to the next thing, you know? So slow down, enjoy the experience. Don't have a conversation chewing. Don't have a conversation with your mouth full, you know, do one thing at a time. And again, I'm saying that to you and I'm saying it to myself as well. All right. And then the last one is accept the day. Accept it. Okay. This can be the hardest thing for some of us, is to get to the end of the day and look back on it and feel a little frustrated, feel a little defeated, feel a little disappointed in ourselves, you know, but just accept it. Okay. Focus on the positives. Focus on, you know, okay, yes, I may have eaten too fast and overeaten or whatever, but I also got to visit with a friend that I haven't seen in a couple months. Or I also got to, you know, sit with my family all around the table, and we don't usually get to do that, you know. Or I was able to, you know, get less of a dessert, you know, less portion size of a dessert because I was being mindful towards the end of the meal. Like, whatever it is, there is a positive from that experience, and focus on that, okay? Accept the rest of it. You cannot shove it down. You cannot hide it behind a door. You cannot put shame all over it, because that causes you to move forward into the next day with an even heavier burden around food, right? But just remember that one day, like one day of work, one day of weight loss focus did not make you lose 10 pounds, right? If you've lost 10 pounds, it was many a day of effort, many a day of work, right? Many a day of focus. And so just like one day didn't make you lose it, one day is not going to make you gain it. Okay. Yes, you can feel a little frustrated. You can feel a little defeated, but there's a difference in kind of being like, dang it, I could have done a little bit better at that meal, versus like depression and self-loathing and, you know, this deep pit of shame that you put yourself in around one, quote, failure or, quote, mistake, right? We all make mistakes. We are human. We are sinful. We are not going to be perfect, especially around food, especially around food when it's around a holiday or a tradition or a celebration with other people, you know. And again, we covered that a million times over in the last episode. And so it is so important to accept how it came. Say, okay, this is what I made notes of. Like, maybe next time I'll, you know, try this a little differently, X, Y, Z. But I know at the end of the day, this isn't like going to blow my progress. I know at the end of the day, as long as I get back to it tomorrow, I'm not going to have to like need a bigger size pants. You know, I know at the end of the day that I enjoyed myself, regardless of, you know, if I, you know, overate or I made some choices I wish I hadn't. Okay. Don't dwell on it. Don't sit on it. Okay. Focus on the memories that were made. Focus on the joy that was had. Because if we dwell on it, what we often find ourselves doing is then the next day saying, well, I blew it yesterday, so I may as well have this extra cookie. Or I may as well run through the drive-thru because I am so weak. I have no willpower. I suck, basically. So I may as well just suck even more today. Okay. And that is just our brain making excuses and, you know, dwelling on the negative and allowing ourselves to make excuses to continue down a path that we feel shame about. And so it's up to you. It's up to you to turn it around, to make the decision to just say, like, it was a day, you know, there's going to be another day tomorrow, God willing. And so we're going to, you know, do better tomorrow or next week or whatever it is once the special time has passed. Okay. And this is something that I cannot praise my clients enough over. I don't know. I mean, I love seeing the weight loss, y'all. We have ladies losing, oh my gosh, every week we're just sending over new numbers. Ladies are losing their 10 pounds and then 10 pounds more. And like, it is insane. We are seeing so much weight loss with our clients, and I am so proud of that. But I cannot be more proud than of these ladies who are like, you know, it's weigh-in day, but I chose to go to Mexican with girlfriends, and then it was my kid's birthday, and I had no shame in eating that cookie cake. Yet they are still present. They are still here. They are still on their weight loss journey, but they have accepted, I am going to enjoy Mexican, and I am going to have some of my baby's birthday cake. That, to me, is worth so much more than any amount of weight you can lose. Now, a lot of our ladies are doing them both simultaneously, which is incredibly amazing. But just this awakening in my clients' brains that are like, I can enjoy this, and I can also still be trying to lose weight. It is so freeing. It is the most beautiful thing. It is what God put me on this earth, or one of the reasons God put me on this earth to witness, y'all. I feel like it is, I can't even explain it. It's just to see these women, you know, break themselves from this shame cycle, these chains, these burdens around food and around body image and around weight. And so, yeah, it takes some time, right? It takes some effort. It takes some practice. Like, you know, just listen to this podcast every so often, that, you know, you're going to have to actually put it to work, right? But it is possible. It is a thing. It is a real thing. It is something anyone can experience if they put the work in and really put the focus there. And so, yeah, that's just a little shout out to my girls, because we have been seeing it so heavily lately. And it is just, every time, we're always talking in the team group chat about some of our ladies and how incredible it is. So, but that is it. Okay. My five main ways to enjoy celebrations, even when you're trying to lose weight. Okay. It is not one or the other. It can be both. And so, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and as always, say grace. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!